don't Hashem Selak on Shabbos, don't go and collect the money. And the Yotze, they went to collect the money on Shabbos. But it says out to see Hashem Selak, don't leave over any for the next day. Finish it all today and have more tomorrow. For you see, someone left it over. So two complaints we had against by the moon. Shnayim Bishlov, two complaints when Hashem gave Bishlov the birds. Rishon, first of all, Shnayim Bishlov, Rishon, or Bishlov, Bishlov Rishon, Bishlov Sheni. What do I mean to say? Bishlov Rishon, the first time when Hashem gave Bishlov, it says the shift to Chemati Rabosa, that you'll be sitting by the seal of Bessa. So Mashmah to have then, Rashi says, Kishishchol Amon Leirid, Ho Yishlov Yorad, then the first gave the man, who's also Shlov then. And then Bishlov Sheni, Vyasafsa Vashem Kibroi, Yisavu Taiva, they had a big Taiva. So Mashmah was two times with the Shlov, they didn't ask the right way, they didn't ask for the Shlov. Mashmah they complained both times with the Shlov. By the bagel, Kedisa, we all know they did the chetagel. But midbar parin Kedisa, midbar parin also, Rashi says, Maisim rather with the chetagel miraglim. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishun Rabbi Yosei ben Zimra. Maidich said, what does the pasuk say? Mayitem lecho, mayisem lecho. What did I give you? What did I take from you? What do you gain? Lashon Miya. Like I speak in Lashon Miya, bad words, Lashon Hara, what do you gain? Is the pasuk can tell him. Is Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu Lashon Hashem said to the tongue, like listen, Kol Eivorim Shaladim Skufim, all Eivorim, all limbs of a person are standing up, your feet, everything is standing up. V'yata Muto, you the tongue, you're the only Eivor that's lying flat. Ah, you have your feet that's flat, person not bat Ofrat, some bones are up also. But the tongue is lying flat. Kol Eivorim Shaladim Achutz, all other limbs are outside, you can't protect it so well. The yatim mifnim, you the tongue, your inside, it's easy to watch it. From the yoyd and the shek, after the chosh nechon, I put two walls against the tongue, around the tongue. Achra shalaitim, you have your teeth. The achra shabas, you have your lips. So therefore, this is you have plenty watches, guards to watch you, watch what you say. Is ma'it lechom, ma'is lechom, lashon l'mi, like what do you gain? Why can't you watch yourself, not to speak lashon l'ra? He actually says, ma'it lechom, ma'is lechom, or the chosh b'chu, Shmir Shlot the Sap Lashon Hara, Hashem is adding on extra watches that you should not speak Lashon Hara. Omer Rav Yechon, Mishun Rav Yosi Ben Zimra, Kol HaMasap Lashon Hara, Ki Lukofa Biyukov, you do speak Lashon Hara, Marish Bin Koshon Hashem, Shem in the Pesach says, Asher Omer Lushanenu, Nag Bistos Haseinu Itanu, Miyadun Lenu, as if to say, who is our Odin, who is Hashem? Rashi says, the Koshon Biyukov. The Koshon against Hashem, Om Rav Yosi Ben Zimra, Kol HaMasap Lashon Hara Negoyim Bo'in Malof, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, he'll have leprosy. Shnei says, Melashoni B'Seisur Yayu, Oisi Atzmis, or Ksiv Nevet Pesach is also Matzmisus. And what does that mean? Or Kol HaTagim says Matzmisus Nechalutin. It means you become clear in Mitzvah. But tonight we learned, Ein Bei Mitzvah Muslims, if we lock you up, and not for sure it's a Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Mukhla will be passed, it's a Vadei Mitzvah, and a Priya Prima. So when you're Vadei Mitzvah, you have to rip your clothing and have to let your hair grow. So the kitzur of Lashon Hara comes the grain. Omer Rosh Lakish, my dichtiv, what does the prophet say? Zeis tia teresa mitzvah, be the lochas of a mitzvah, means Zeis tia teresa shemaitzi shemra. This is a lochas, somebody shemaitzi shemra, somebody says bad Lashon Hara, he gets mitzvahs. V'yomer Rosh Lakish, my dichtiv, what does the prophet say? Em yishach ha-noshach v'lochash, like if the snake bites, without a lochash, without a charm, is v'yanisu in the Baal Lashon, like what does the Baal Lashon gain? Is Pshan, this Pesach is, liyasud lovi, at the end will come a time that miskamsas kol hachayis, all the animals come together, boys, there's another, come to the snake, it's a lochash. V'yamirat, they say like this, Ari deris v'yach, listen, the lion, he's deris, he tramples on people, kills them and eats them. So good, he kills and eats, he has enough from it. Zayv, the wolf terror, rips you apart, they have eats you. So good, they have enjoyment from it. But after you, the snake, Rashi in Taina says, a snake just bites and kills the person, but doesn't eat him. It is so the atol, maha no yeshtacho, what enjoyment do you have just by biting people and killing them? As if to say, omalem, v'chima yisun l'bala loshen, like the snake comes back, the same thing like l'bala loshen hora. If people speak loshen hora, really you have no enjoyment from it. You don't gain anything from it. You just bite and kill people, and you have no enjoyment from it. V'yomer Rosh Lakish, kol ha-mesap loshnora, whoever speaks loshnora, is magdal avonis ad l'shamam, she-aver v'skolu lo yapte shemayim. Shneem it says, she-su ba-shemayim piyam, ul-shoynim tal-aborot. The mamish like in shemayim goes up the averus. Omer Rav Chizom ha-marukfa, kol ha-mesap loshnora, roi l'soik l'b'yevin. He's roi to be stoned to death. But stones, k'siv loch, it says here, oisi atmis, or k'siv osam, Somsu Babor Chayu Vyodi Yevin B. They threw a stone over me. Master Yadifu Atmus does on Loshinora serve to be stoned with stones. Vyom Rav Chizda, Omer Marukva, Chola Mesapa Loshinora Zomer Kodesh Borchu. Whoever speaks Loshinora, Hashem says upon you, Ein Ani V'Yichom Odav Yolam. Me and him, like Hashem and this person, can't live together. There's a reason why Hashem should want to kill you. Shneem it says, Meloshni Vaseisri Yayu, Oisi Atmus. Yeah. Gavi Naim Bracha Levov is Oysa La Yuchol. With him I can't. As I think we Oysa him La Yuchol Ela Itai La Yuchol means with him. Hashem says I can't live with him. If he can demand me Lo Agasi Ruach, someone is less gemar, the less person goes on Gasi Ruach. Somebody acts too haughty, thinks too much of himself. Hashem says I can't be with that person. Omer Avchiz Omer Marukva. Kol Amesap Loshnora speaks Loshnora. Izoma Kodesh Baruch Hu Sashag Henim. Hashem told the Sashag Henim, Ani Olav Milmala, I am over this person at top, V'yat Olav Mamato, but you take care of him in the bottom, and Nidoyna, Nidoyneinu, like we'll put him into Gehenim. Shneur Kofik says, Chitza Gibish Ninim in Gach Levisamim. Is there in Chet, a Loshin, like the Chet, the arrow, means your tongue, Shneur Ma Chet, Shokho, Lashoyin, Mirma Dover, V'yin Gibor LaKodesh Baruch Hu Shneur Hashem Gibor Yotza Gach L'Rusom Henim Gehenim. Skitz Hashem is saying like the people speak Lashon Hara, Hashem will put them into Gehenim. Omer Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Ma Tak Noso Shem Asap Lashon Hara. What's the takana? How are we going to fix up somebody that spoke Lashon Hara? It depends. Im Talmud Chochem Hu Yachav Adin, the Talmud Chochem Rav Yosef Kantara. Shneur Ma'apir Lashon Eitz Chaim, that what heals up your Lashon, that's Torah. V'yein Loshin El Loshin Oren, and Loshin means Loshin Oren, Shnema Chet Shach L'Shoinim. V'yein Eitz, what does Eitz mean? El Torah, Shnema Eitz Chaim Yilam HaChazikim Bo. So Melo, if you spoke Loshin Oren, and you tell Mechochim, the Eitz is learn Torah, Torah will be Merapa. Let's say V'yein Mamu is an Amoritzu, Yashbo Dait, let him humble himself. Shnema says, V'salav Bo Shever. Yeah, let him break his Ruach. Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Chanin Omar, Sipa no, once a person spoke Lashon Hara in the corner, he can't fix himself up anymore. Shekfar Kosu or Dover Bruch Kodesh, the Gizamash Chayev Krisis already, Shneema says, Yichwash Hashem Kosis Chalukas Lashim Adaberas, Kodolis, that once you spoke Lashon Hara, Mamash, you get cut off from Hashem, Rachmanis. El is so, my takanos, it wasn't me to say the Gemara before then that you could fix yourself up, are you learning Pshat now, Mamash, you cut off, already? It means to say, that Shlo Yovel De Lashon Hara. We say, do things that will watch yourself, protect you, that you won't come to speak Lashon Hara. And that's what it means. That Im Tal Mechochem Hu Yasek Torah. V'im Amoritzu Yashbo Dayet Hashnem V'Sal Bo Sheva. Ruach, like break your heart, make yourself a humble person that will protect you from not to say Lashon Hara. The Kortis Man V'yom Ataka doesn't help you. But we know my souls know that anything you do, always tshuva, but always help you. Tona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Kol Amesap Lashon Hara. Anybody that speaks Lashon Hara, Magdal Avonis Yoverinit, your Averus are greater, Kineged Shalosh Averus. Mamash, speak Lashon Hara even worse than the three Chomedic Averus of Avodis Kechovim, the Gil Averus HaShvichas Damim. Mamash, terrible. Speak Lashon Hara is worse than worshipping Avodis Zorah, Gil Averus HaShvichas Damim. Ksevach, it says that we have Lashon Hara, Lashim Adaberus Gidolus, or Ksev Averus Kechovim, Ono Chot Omazeh Chot Gidolus. Vigilaroyes ksiv, viechesa rag de la zeis, shviradom ksiv, god lavenim nisaya, gedolais, yeye. And Blessed says here, medaberus gedolus, mashm here that Lashno is gedolus, as great as those of Eris. For the Gemara gedolus, aim atat, maybe only two. Like, how do you know connected all three? Maybe only connected two of them. So it says that svar haimanaya maskis, which one should you take out? The svar Lashno is more common than all three of them together. The Marova, I mean, they said, Loshon Tilisoi koto tlisoi. Like noshen tlisoi, what should you say? Lishnet lisoi, as she says, zeh noshen ha-rochim, shishnishes benod mechaveru legal tlisoi. With the person that's in between three people, so koto tlisoi, you kill three people also. Horig lemesaprei, you kill the one you're speaking about, ulemekabalei, the one that you are telling it to, only owner, the one that's saying it, you kill all three of you. Well, Shneur kills three people. Only Rav Chaim bar Chanina, my disciple was a pasuk say, Moses v'chayim b'yad loshen. So the question is, v'chiyesh yad l'loshen, is there a hand to a loshen? Lemelach, it must teach us like this, lemelach, my yad, just like your hand, menisa, you could kill somebody with your hand. Is that loshen menisa, your tongue also could kill somebody. If you speak loshen with your tongue, you can kill somebody. In my yard, any misan, so maybe your hand, you can only kill somebody that's near you. Maybe you also have lost any misan, but someone that's near you. That your loshen can be like an animal who can shoot out far away. You talk bad about somebody even though it's far away from you. In my chait, maybe a chait, an arrow, can only shoot at 40, 50 yamas, that's all. Maybe after loshen also, adaboyim chemishimama, tamaloyma shishu bashamayim piyam. Could shoot your mouth upstairs Shemayim, l'shonim ta'alach l'doritz, means your mouth could go from upstairs to downstairs all over the world. You talk good about anybody. So lomli, what do you have to say then? The tongue is like an arrow. It's even more stronger than an arrow. Or kamash mulon, the kota kechetz. I mean to say that your words of loshono kills just like an arrow kills. Then it says what that your loshen is like an arrow could kill. So movis v'chaim biyad loshen. One of them, Joshua, that your life and death is in loshens of your tongue. The kiri rova, the yama rova, the boy yichaim belishna, the boy misa belishna. Depends how you talk. If you want to live, learn Torah, and if you want to kill yourself, speak loshen ara. Heck yeah. So now, when Shmamish is up to you to watch yourself in your shyness, you have to watch yourself. Alright, we'll stop here. The next Gemara is talking about Taki Hilchos of Lashon Hara. We'll go into this later. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. You're holding the bottom of Tezavah from the base here, the bottom of the Gemara, about Lashon Hara. Gemara says, you're holding the four lines from the bottom. Nothing more says, Heichi Dom Alishna Bisha. What's considered Lashon Hara? Al-Khur means even this much is also considered Lashon Hara. So, Rav Omar Rava says, so I have the Gers Yud Gimel, some of the Gers, Rav Omar, the Chagoyin Diyoma, as somebody says, Ike Nura Bei Palmi. You know, there's a fire by that person's house, means his oven is always there. So Rashi says, Nura Bei Palmi, Mashma what the mashmash a person is very rich. The whole show motzi esh bebeis lavasha tavshil. He's always cooking. So Amalei Abayi says, my COVID, like what did he do wrong? Why is this called Lashon Hara? Gila milsa biyamhu. It's only gila milsa just telling over. Exactly what the person does. Rashi says, gila milsa biyamhu. You're only telling over. You're uncovering like. Hoyo v'yeinu moirim b'lashon hara. You're not saying anything bad. Ela magalu liyosin shemavakshin or. You just tell somebody wants to know where he can get fire from. So you tell him, well, this person's house, his oven is always burning, you'll get fire by him. So why is it called Lashon Hara? You're only saying something nice so far. Samura says, rather, Yelo demapik belishna bisha, means you said it out, you spoke it out in a bad tongue. That's the way you said. You said belishna bishna. And a bad tongue, you said it. So what does that mean, Rashi Stimor says? Diyomar, Heicho Mishtakach Nura, Ela Beipalnya, Dika Bissu Vekarv, like where will you find fire only by that guy? That guy always has meat and fish. So kids, like you didn't say it in a nice way. So even though it's not really Lashon Hara, but since you didn't say it in a nice way, you only like meant to make fun of him, that's all succeeded, that's the Kiddush, that's all succeeded, Lashon Hara. Like, since you didn't say it in a nice way, it's like, where else should there be fire only by that guy's house. I think he said in a bad Lashon, that's also considered Lashon Hara. Omar Rabba. Rabba says that Kol Milsa de Misamar Biapa Imara, anything that you would say over in front of the person himself, less by Mishum Lishna Bishna, then it's not called Lashon Hara. And we'll soon see. Taiz explains this, I think, like this, the next to last Taiz over here. Kagoyin, Kai Gatner Taiz says that the new Rebbe Palnia, the place where you say over the person has a fire in his house, it's possible you meant to say it in a nice way, and maybe you meant to say it in a bad way. So here we say, if you say over something, that really depends how you say it. So when you say it in front of the Yonah, for sure it did not mean something bad, it's not called Lashon Hara. But if you would really speak Lashon Hara, say something bad upon the person, so there's no heter to say it even in front of him, that would not be the heter. Here the heter, Rav is saying, Kol Milsa de Misamar Biapa Imara, anything you say over in front of the Misamar, it means that there's two ways to interpret it. So since you say it over in front of him, we say for sure you mean it the right way, it's not called. It's not called Lashon Hara. Rashi says, Shamargul Oimra Bifnei Oimra Lov, that the Margul, the third person saying it over, would say it over in front of the person that he said it. And the Chumash, if you'd say it the same way, even in front of the Mister, that would also be okay. It also would not be Lashon Hara. Could be Mamish, though. It also could mean you have to say it in front of him. Yeah. Omalei, so he answered back to him, the other one said back, no, that's what Rabbi said, so Omalei, they said back to him, Omalei Abaye said back to him, should be, Koshchein Chutzpah, he didn't like this setter, no, that's a bigger Chutzpah. You say it in front of the owner himself, the Balabas himself, that's a bigger Chutzpah. That's not a heter. The Lishna Bishna male is called Lashon Hara. Omalei, so he said back to him, Anok Reb Yossi Svirlish, no, I hold like Reb Yossi. The what? The Yom Rabbi Yossi said that me Yom, like for my lifetime, lo yamarti dovi v'chazati l'achura, I never said anything and retracted. Rashi says, lo v'chazati l'achura, Rashi says, liros mi yamad achura. I never had to say anything and be careful who's there to listen, who's there watching me say it. Shafas mei balaman yomer, mean to say, even in front of the person I would say it also. Alma lav lishna bishna cheshivus. That's a heter. That's what Rabbi meant to say. He was like Reb Yosef. Yosef said, like, I never said anything, and had to check around to make sure that person's not around, because since I wouldn't be afraid, or I'd say it even in front of him, meaning it's not lashon hara. That's all right. It's not called lashon hara.